Oglala Sioux Tribal Representative Robin Tapio says she recognizes the perils of alcohol on Pine Ridge, but she says with proper regulations, alcohol sales could help fund a bigger treatment center, education, detox, and a larger police force.
I really think this can work. I believe it can. I think we can put regulations on it. And I just think, you know, it would be a way to empower wellness, because wellness is so overlooked on the reservation. You know, we talk about it all the time, but people aren't doing enough to move in that direction.
Others in favor of lifting prohibition on Pine Ridge say it would help reduce off-reservation liquor sales in places like the border town of White Clay. But many on Pine Ridge oppose the idea of opening the door to alcohol. Tribal President Brian Brewer is among them.
I don't know. It's difficult to say, well, we're going to sell our people liquor that's killing them so we can have something to help them. I mean, it just doesn't seem right.
Brewer says he doesn't want the tribe to rush into legalizing alcohol without making the necessary preparations to deal with any negative consequences. Tribal residents, also divided over the issue, have their say at the polls. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Charles Michael Ray in Rapid City.